2-0 pitch towards Nick as she swings. It's a line drive caught by Lewis to second base for a double play to Tim Bush. What a play by Lewis to retire two. Corey Needham, the senior center fielder, hits from the right side without batting gloves. She waits in the box. Here's a pitch from Lauren Zotti. It swung. That ball's hit well to right center field. It's carrying towards the wall. Yes. It will get down and off the wall. Brown headed to third. Coach Nelson waving her home. She will score on an RBI triple from Corey Needham. Rock Ridge up 1-0 in the bottom of the first of the state title game. Dietrich Reddy, here's the 0-1 pitch to her. It swung on and popped up into shallow center field. The second baseman's not going to be able to get there. It drops for a single, and then it bounces away. Dietrich runs to second base for a bloop double as Needham scores in the infield end. Cost Beecher there. It's 2-0 Rock Ridge. Bush waits in the box with a 1-1 count. Here's the pitch from Lauren Zotti to Bush. She pops it up into shallow center field, into the Bermuda Triangle. The second baseman ranges back. She catches it, and Dietrich's going to tag, and yes, she slides in safely on a ball that was caught on the infield. Great base running from Dietrich at third base. A sacrifice fly for Bush, and it's 3-0 Rock Ridge. Kendra Lewis looking to strand the bases loaded. Here's the 1-2 delivery to Sipple. Swing, it's lined right to Brown, who makes the catch at her shoe tops. 2-2 pitch to Hofer. Swung on. It's drilled to left center field. Caring is going to get down and get to the wall. Michaelin Hofer scores. Estella Bogner scores. And it is a 2-RBI double from Morgan Hofer out of the ninth spot. And the Rockets lead at 5-1 in the bottom of the fourth. 2-2 to Corey Needham. Waits in the right-handed batter's box with Perkins at third and nobody out in the bottom of the fifth. The pitch to Needham. Swing. It's lifted into left field. That will drop for a base hit. And Perkins will score from third. Needham heads to second. And she's there with a stand-up double. And the Rockets now lead it by 5 runs in the bottom of the fifth. It's 6-1. 6-1 Rockets in the bottom of the fifth to pitch to Bush. She squares to Bunn and she gets it down. It's perfect. Lauren Zotti, the only play at the first base as Needham scores. And it's an RBI perfect on the squeeze for Sierra Bush, and it's 7-1 Rock Ridge. Back at the Louisville Slugger Complex in Peoria, 7-1 Rock Ridge entering the top of the seventh inning against Beecher.
That last hit by Kendra would have been out at home.
Beecher will have 8, 9, and 1 due up in the top of the seventh, as Rock Ridge 3 outs away from a third straight state title. Only 2 other teams have ever done that in IHSA history. Alleman in the mid-90s, and then Cobden from 2008 to 2010. Illini Bluffs had a chance to win 3 in a row in the 1A championship game today, but lost to St. Bede 7-6. Hofer in left, Needham in center, and Morgan Hofer in right. Dietrich at third, Brown at short, Bush at second, Bogner at first, downing the catcher as Kendra Lewis will look to win a third straight state championship for Rock Ridge in the top of the seventh inning. Here's Mackenzie Johnson. She's 2-for-2, singled and tripled. Hits from the left side. The pitch from Kendra Lewis to Johnson is slapped the other way, and it's foul. It's 0-1.
Raised ball in on her hands. Couldn't do anything with it.
Don't you think one of the best things in sports is when you're going for a championship, the last 3 outs?
Oh, yeah.
Isn't there a lot of excitement in the air right now?
Yeah, because you can't run the clock out. You got to get 3 outs, without a doubt.
The Rocket players all up on the fence down the third base dugout. 0-1 to Johnson on the way. And that just missed outside. It's 1-1.
And it, I mean, believe me, it's happened many times. Stranger things have happened.
1-1 the count to Mackenzie Johnson. Lewis gets the sign and looks to her wristband as she winds and fires the 1-1 pitch. It's hit into left field. Michaelin Hofer takes a couple of steps back, and she puts it away. 1 out at the top of the seventh.
But not against the Rockets and Kendra Lewis. I just don't see that happening.
Kendra Lewis looking to win her third state championship game. I don't know how many pitchers in IHSA history have been the winning pitcher in 3 state title games. She might be alone on that list after today if she can get the last 2 outs. Taya Scanlon hits, and she bunts. She squares to bunt. Lewis fields it, throws to first in time as Bush covered. And there are 2 outs for Rock Ridge in the top of the seventh.
See there, a typical Rock Ridge baseball. The second baseman was there. First baseman was crashing, and Sierra was there to take the throw.
The Rockets 1 out away from a three-peat, leading 7-1 in the top of the seventh inning. at the Louisville Slugger Complex in Peoria. First pitch to Lauren Zotti is taken low in the dirt. It's 1-0. On Saturday, June 3rd, 2023, the Rockets looking to write more IHSA softball history. 1-0 to Lauren Zotti as Kendra Lewis delivers, and it's low, 2-0. Rockridge straight up defensively. The corner infielder's a couple of steps inside the bag. As Lewis behind of Lauren Zotti, 2-0. Here's the pitch from Lewis on the way. It's grounded to Bush on the short hop. She bobbles it and can't quite make the play, as that was a tough play on the short hop. So Lauren Zotti reaches. What do you say, single or error on that play? I think that's an infield single.
They flashed error, but then I think they changed it to a hit.
So an infield single for Lauren Zotti. I think that's a hit, to be honest with you.
No, I do, too. That was an awfully tough chance.
Lauren Zotti, left-handed hitter, flying down the line. So Lauren Zotti at first with two outs. Rockridge up 7-1 in the top of the seventh inning. One out away from a state title. Kylie Cook hits from the right side as Lewis delivers to Cook, and it is taken for a ball. It's 1-0. Cook is 1-for-2 today. She singled, walked, and grounded out to the pitcher. 1-0 the count as Lewis gets the sign from the dugout and delivers the 1-0 pitch, and it swung on and missed, 1-1.
Finish it off, Kendra. Come on, kid.
Straight up defensively again for Rock Ridge. The right fielder Morgan Ofer shifted kind of towards the right field line the opposite way. The 1-1 pitch to Cook from Lewis. Swung on and missed, 1-2. And the Rockets now a strike away from a state championship in 2023. Kendra Lewis gets back on the rubber in the circle, wasting no time. The 1-2 pitch on the way, and it's fouled back, and the count will remain even at one ball, or I should say she'll remain ahead in the count, one ball and two strikes.
She just barely got a piece of that.
Lewis looking to put this game away and end the 2023 season with a state title for Rock Ridge. 1-2 pitch to Kylie Cook is swung on. It's tapped back to Lewis. She throws to first, 3-in-a-row for Rock Ridge as they mob each other inside the pitcher's circle. The Rockets have won 3 state titles in a row in softball. The final score in 2023, Rock Ridge 7, Beecher 1. The Rockets once again the Class 2A state champions.
Congratulations, Rockets, and John Nelson, Kendra Lewis, Daytona Downing,
for our post-team award presentation.
Peyton Brown, holy cow, just Sierra Bush. It's a team, another team win for the girls, Ty.
What a team, what a run for the Rockridge Rockets in softball. 3 state championships in a row. The last 3 seasons, they have gone 102-1. 3 in a row as the Rockets will bring home another state championship trophy in softball. Unbelievable.
Absolutely unbelievable. I mean, you know, and it's hard to believe this is Rockridge. I know I've got some friends from California that follow us there, and they went to Rockridge, and they just can't believe that it's little Rockridge doing this.
A three-peat for the Rockridge Rockets, just the 3rd team to ever do that. Again, they join Allaman and Cobden now as the 3rd team to win 3 in a row. The senior kids on this team won a state title every single year. Not many kids can say that in anything, in any sport.
No,
and they
right.
went 3-for-3 with state championships.
And with one, that's the thing is, one loss in 3 years.
Yep. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. We'll have an extended post game today as, of course, the Rockets will get their medals and the state championship trophy for the 3rd year in a row. We'll take a quick timeout and we'll come back with more post-game coverage from the IHSA 2A state softball finals, where the Rockridge Rockets are the state champions for the third year in a row. They defeat Beecher 7-1. We're back with more on WRMJ after this.